In New York City, it's getting hard to find some good Nordic sperm. The leading Scandinavian sperm bank, Cryos International, is running dry. That's because the Food and Drug Administration has banned sperm from European countries that may have mad cow disease. Joining us now is the manager of the Cryos Sperm Bank, Klaus Rodgaard. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, first explain this ban. Mad cow disease is this brain-eating disease in cattle, and when people eat contaminated beef, they can get Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. How would that affect the sperm?
Well, we don't think it affects the sperm at all. This has also been backed up by the World Health Organization, and there's absolutely nothing indicating that it's possible.
So mad cow is not a sexually transmitted disease?
No, it is not.
Okay, but still, the ban is in effect. How is it affecting your business?
Well, it's completely stopped the import of any sperm from Europe. You know, it quite dramatic effect on our business. The only reason why we're still here is because we've actually opened also for donations here in New York.
So you're no longer the leading Scandinavian sperm bank.
We are, in a way, because we still have a little supply left. And I guess it doesn't take much nowadays since you can't import sperm from Europe anymore.
Well, is it that desirable to have Scandinavian sperm?
We're part of one of the biggest sperm banks located in Denmark. And when you only have offices in Denmark, you're going to have mostly guys from Denmark donating. And then back in the 90s, it just happened by coincidence that we found out there was a demand here and we decided to help the patients here in the United States.
Well, now what are they getting? A woman comes in and she's just going to get ordinary American sperm?
Well, I wouldn't call it ordinary. I think there's a lot of, we've already seen a lot of great donors here in New York. But sperm banking, it's not about creating this designed baby or anything. What it's all about is people are trying to find a donor that matches themselves. For example, me being a Danish guy, if my sperm didn't work, I, of course, would love to do a photo match and find a donor that looked like me.
So there aren't similar bans in other countries? Just
no,
here.
There's nobody that has any ban that resembles this ban.
If a woman wants some good, hearty Danish stock, so they just go to Denmark? And
they can do that, yeah. In fact, what you're seeing also in Europe, what we call it more and more fertility tourism.
Fertility tourism?
Yes, believe it or not.
That's what it's called?
That's what we call it. But you really see that more and more in Europe, for example, in the UK, that you can't use anonymous donors and they're not allowed to get paid. So they don't have any donors anymore. So you can just fly through to Denmark or Belgium or Spain to have an insemination performed.
Wow. It's a brave new world.
It is. Well, there's more to the sperm business than just sperm, of course.
Right, and then meets the eye, obviously.
Yes, that too. Luckily, you can say, in a way.
Klaus Rodgaard, manager of the Sperm Bank in New York City, Cryos International. Thanks for joining us.